Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Appreciate that. It's time to talk about your money. I know you're going to be interested in that. We've got Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors with us for the Richmond Market Minute. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jason. It's a little different time slot this morning. I thank Jordan for that little technical difficulty on my side, and I apologize.
No problem. Glad to have you here. What's it looking like on this first Friday of the new year?
Jason, these are always tough when you get a headline, an important headline, like we're talking about with the Iranian general and the fire strike, I guess, near the airport in Baghdad. And we're going to pay attention to how markets react to that, but I don't want to sound callous because, you know, all lives are important and, you know, defending this country is incredibly important. But I'm going to want all investors to try to look at the early reactions here and take that with a grain of salt. Because, of course, we're looking around the globe, and global markets are under some pressure here, and I'm looking at our Dow futures down about 300, and we'll call it 340 points right now, Jason. So if the markets opened, the reaction, not surprisingly, in a short run to this would be immediately very negative, and a lot of people are going to get very nervous about that. But I'm going to caution them to take that sort of in stride if we can. All right? Because remember, while we're looking at the Dow down 300 and so points at the opening, that's almost exactly what we got from the Dow yesterday. All right? The Dow was up over 1%. The S&P was up about 1%, Jason. The NASDAQ was up 1.25%. And think about this. There was almost panic buying in the stock market yesterday. I mean, when you see really, really, really big companies like Apple, like Amazon, like Taiwan Semiconductor, stocks going up 2 and 3% in a day with no fundamental news change on those companies themselves, only the fact that more people are trying to crowd into the market. And we can talk about why there was a little reaction from that yesterday. But so when you see that sort of panic buying on one side, I don't think there should be real surprise when we see the market find an excuse, and this is a good excuse, to give some of that profitability back, Jason. So I don't want to make light of the situation. I know it's incredibly important, but the stock market was going to find a reason to sell off suddenly, abruptly, no matter what was going on out in the great wide world. This just happened to be a very high profile excuse for some profit taking the market right now. So I do want people to be prepared for that. That shouldn't change most of our long-term outlook for how we're going to invest our money, but it's going to provide that volatility that we were expecting in the short run. But Jason, we were expecting it anyhow.
That's good to think about. As a Mac user here, and I have one open here on the desk, I was interested.
There's two of them open on this desk right here. In case you're
well, you know, it seems not long ago when people were really nervous that the Apple stock wasn't going up as much as it should, and then we have this article out about the shares topping 300 amid optimism about holiday sales, and that people have now become more confident in Apple.
And and that was an illustration of just what I was talking about a little bit ago. Apple, which the largest, most profitable company in the world right now, has had a great year. Or 2019 was a great year, but there was no fundamental news yesterday. But you still saw that stock rise dramatically yesterday, almost 2.25%. Amazon was the same way. Alphabet the same way. Facebook the same way. Even some of the big winners that you and I had talked about yesterday, Advanced Micro Devices, which was the top performing stock in the S&P 500 last year, was up 7% yesterday. and with no new news, just people realizing that, wow, this market has been very strong and some latecomers trying to get in. We know that the People's Bank of China injected more liquidity. They had their own additional quantitative easing yesterday, and we still are looking at progress towards trade negotiations, tariff phase one getting signed. So there is a lot of positive news, Jason. And guess what? That has not gone away, despite what happened in Baghdad this morning, okay? The march towards electronic vehicles, the continuation of the mapping of the human genome, the development of 5G, all of those things that were in place yesterday morning and the day before are still in place right now. We're diverted in our attention to something that's also very important, but that shouldn't divert our attention from the long-term outlook for the global economy and certainly not for the domestic economy right here as we're living through it, even though this may give some short-term disruption until I see some sign that it's going to have a longer-term impact on all of those things we just mentioned. Then it shouldn't disrupt most of our listeners' investment thesis as they go forward this morning.
The market goes on. Okay, well, thank you so much. You'll be back back with John Reed on Monday. It's been great chatting with you these last couple
Jason,
weeks.
Jason, it has been an absolute pleasure. You did yeoman's work, and I know everybody appreciates it.
Oh, thanks so much. Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.